Once nicknamed Mudville because of the muddy streets that lined the railway stations, Temple quickly rose as a progressive city and has continued to prosper since its beginning in 1880. As is the story of many small Texas towns, the railroad was at the heart of the early community, but Temple quickly diversified to become a major hospital center of the South. As railroads developed in the South, the Gulf, Colorado, and Santa Fe Railway needed a construction camp. Their search led them to Jonathan E. Moore, who sold them over 180 acres of his land in Bell County. The Temple Junction opened for business in 1881, named after Bernard Moore Temple, the chief engineer who brought the railroad to Bell County, where Temple is now located. The railroad soon after held a sale for town lots to encourage business development on the recently purchased property. They brought in buyers by train from 5 Texas towns, with the promise of free barbecue and free train fare for those who bought a plot of land. After the land sale, the town of Temple began to boom. People came to open stores along the rail lines, doctors and lawyers came to practice their trade, and families came for new opportunities. An important event happened when the railroad established the Gulf, Colorado, and Santa Fe Railway Hospital. With the boom in the railroad industry in Texas, a place for workers to receive health care if they were injured on the job was needed, and this railway hospital in the center of Texas was the beginning of a trend in Temple. The King's Daughters Hospital was opened in 1896 to care for those less fortunate in the Temple community. Later, two doctors at the railway hospital sought to extend their practice and opened the Scott & White Medical Hospital and Clinic. Today, the city also hosts the Scott & White headquarters, as well as the Central Texas Veterans Healthcare System, and two major campuses of the Texas A&M Health Science Center College of Medicine. Temple has grown rapidly from its early days as a muddy railroad town, and is now known as the Hospital Center of the South, with more doctors per capita than any other community in the country. With a city government that is focused on development and growth, Temple is sure to continue to stand as a progressive city and a hub for medical care.